hours a day, not being let out whatsoever. Like, piss and shit kept building up and building up. It wasn't clean.
I just want you to know the cops have been called. They are on their way.
You said this ball's for him?
Yeah, this is for him. And another thing, stop playing us, man. we the Detroit Lions.
That's dope. Oh, look at that. Look at that fucking wheel. That reminds me of Witcher. I actually saw proof of these defibrillators in the new facilities.
Sometimes I beat my feet. To some, that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reek. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Got Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm a f***ing tell.
Bitch, you beat my meat. Then I go right to sleep.
So without any further ado, we're going to get on with the episode. And it's been, I don't know, like a month since we last recorded. So let's go ahead and get on with this short kind of getting back into the groove of things type episode. This will be, like I said, pretty short. Episode 102. It's your host with the most, Chris, a.k.a. Broke, sitting at the helm of all things that's glorious. And tech savvy and VLC and OBS is king. Say hi to all your fans real quick.
I hate you. I'm just kidding. Glad to be back. Love you guys. Hope you guys enjoy this segment.
Yes, you will enjoy this segment. And speaking of segments, we got probably three or four of them. I'm going to lay it out real quick. So Grant's Basement, as always, we're going to start with our fresh Harry Mack. Because even though I haven't posted in like 2 weeks, the Harry Mack videos... I'm not doing any promotion. People are just loving that shit because he's so good, bro. He's so good. So we have
he's
a
so
Harry
good
Mack.
Until he fails, but I mean, he won't fail.
Dude, I have yet to see a video of him like, I mean, I stuttering or like fucking up, but I mean, he definitely would probably edit it out, but I feel he would be too real to do that shit.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, yeah, I fucked up. This is how I'm going to fix it next time. Yeah. And this is how I'm going to be so much better. So after that, we got some cringe. I got a fight video that I'm going to show every episode now. I've been searching on the bowels of Reddit. And we got we're going to talk about the Harry Potter game real quick. Why we took a break. Or why I took a break. And some relevant news. We're gonna include some relevancy. And in the Broke Knock Life podcast. So, again, without any further ado, it's a Dak Attack with the Mac at the back of the sack. It's Drive. It's Drive. Tides on SoundCloud. I'm rusty, Dak. I'm sorry. But here's your song. I play it every single podcast. It'd be all right if I mess up one time. Speaking of Dak, we actually have plans for him to make an appearance. We might do a solo episode and a Dak episode. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm going to try to do something with his live beat making. Tell him to fucking make a beat on the spot, like make one in 5 minutes and then see what he comes up with. Something like that. Because, dude, I've heard him so many times and... We used to hang out every single day and every single day for hours and hours and hours.
You're making something?
It'd just be like a new beat over and over and over. And I would watch him do it, bro. And it's just, he'll lay something down, like lay the keys down, and then he'll just make a fucking beat. Like he'll add the drums and it'll just sound good already in like 5 minutes. Oh, fuck. I'm like, bro, Dak, how do you do it? So,
Dak.
I know, dude. I haven't seen him in so long. But we're going to talk about why we took a break right before the Grant's Basement because it's a little bit depressing, but, you know, we all go through some shit. We all got some shit going on. So, Christmas is a hard time for me because my dad passed away, like, whenever I was a kid. So, about every year around this time, I'm just kind of like, bleh, you know? And to make things a little bit worse, we had to put my dog Liv down. She had ongoing dementia, and She's in a better place, you know? Like, we got her from Craigslist. It was an ad on Craigslist. This mom and her daughter were trying to give her away because they couldn't take care of her. And all the shade thrown, like, no shade hidden from this mom and daughter. Obviously, it's not the daughter's fault. But whenever my mom and my stepdad went to go get her, to go see if they wanted her and to buy her, she was trapped up in the kennel. She was cooped up, and it looked like she had overgrown. She looked like a mess. And my mom told me, she was like, I went in there, and I couldn't leave without her. It was that bad, you know? And come to find out, the mom works as an emergency veterinarian. And she let her... She stayed in her kennel 8 to 10 hours a day, not being let out whatsoever. Like, piss and shit kept building up and building up. It wasn't clean, wasn't nothing. Bro, her nails were so long that they were growing over her, paw.
Yeah.
And then into the bottom of her paw. Wow. So it was curling around, and then her hair was all matted. She could barely fucking see. I'm gonna try to find a picture of her back then, and then probably like 2 years ago, whenever she was looking the best. But fuck those two people, bro. I don't give a fuck, dude. She was shitting out paper towels. Yeah. That's what she had to eat, you know.
Yeah.
And the daughter was like, oh, she bites me all the time. When have you ever seen Liv act vicious?
No, never.
I know. So I'm like, bro, they must have been doing some fucked up shit. Like poking her in the cage or some shit. But like I said, she's in a better place. It was just fucking hard. I didn't feel like doing shit. So let's just get on with the Grant's Basement. You know what always makes me feel better?
Spell red.
Red? L-S-T-E-R.
I think I laugh at the same moment every fucking time. Because I know it's coming.
I know it's coming, dude. It's just the confidence, man. I know I say it every time. He's like, red? L-S-T-E-R. It's like, bro. And I'll show you the whole video.
Yeah, he's like, all right. We're going to give you another question. Spell red.
And the dude right before him literally just answered it correctly right next to him. He's just so defiant. He's like, I know what the fucking answer is, but I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. Okay.
Who is that?
What happened?
You don't know him? You don't know him?
Wait. Oh, man, what's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I would love to do a freestyle, man. Can I get one creative, challenging word from each of you?
I thought he was about to do something.
They all got their phones out. Monitor. The phone eats first.
Monitor, yep.
Flabbergasted.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Tesla. Mm. Okay, dope. Monitor, flabbergasted, and Tesla. Oh, I didn't see that. That fourth person. You got a word for me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what's your word?
Mm-hmm.
What's the word?
Desk.
Desk?
Bro. Everybody has something else good, and then he goes with
trash.
Trash. Okay, dope.
Okay, right,
so
trash.
The words
didn't even change
monitor,
at all.
Flabbergasted, Tesla,
and
trash, right?
And trash.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's have some fun, y'all. Here we go. Yeah.
You know they're going to lose
come
their
on.
Mind.
Turn it up, come on. Turn it up, come on. Yeah. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Come on.
He looks like the Indian Scarface.
Check it out right now. Listen.
Riot's beats make it funky.
Come on. Overhead, H-Mac bombing ya. You can see me rocking live on your monitor. And y'all know I'm representing for my team. You see me shine like high beams all up on your screen. H-Mac got the mind coming out the future. Rhyming on the monitor of your computer. And my lyrics get better and better, but believe they start great. You better monitor your heart rate. Cause I'ma have your heart beating out your chest. And when they're becoming the lyrics, they believe in he's the best. I be achieving nothing less than greatness. When it comes to rhymes, man, they cannot hate this. Yeah, and y'all know the speakers go boom. I just look around and I start to monitor the room. I be monitoring for anything that I might be stirring up inside my lyrics. Y'all know these lyrics coming from out my spirit. I'm appearing all up in a moment. Any track, I'm about to crush it. And my skill, I gotta own it. My freestyle ability, the number one component. A whole lot of ability, I had to hone it. And now I'm here, y'all. Spitting clear, y'all. In the zone. You be filming me all up on the phone. It's inception, screens on screens. I live my dream and I represent for my whole team. Y'all know I'm about to break it down. My lyrics are
lethal. Rockin' for the fans, after y'all are no amigo. I'ma break it down for y'all, check out how long I lasted. These rappers think they on my level, but they be gas kids. Y'all know I break them down, got them breaking the gasket. A tisket, a tasket, I'ma throw them in the trash basket. H-Mac, y'all know I get you fucked up like a flash kid. Now leave them flabbergasted, yeah, and not fantastic. Never made a plastic, I'm about
he's
to
like, that's
like
my word.
Never simplistic, come get witness. I let them better witness. Every time I rhyme, I'm about to work it out like fitness. Stacking up my digits in D. Every time I rhyme, I get you lifted like weed. Getting through the paper, I'm a second for the green. Any competition, I succeed. Y'all know I bleed over instrumentals and I'm sweating. I leave them threatened. I utilize my brain just like a weapon. I'm crushing whoever's stepping. I'm busting. They better get ready. Bruh. Forever. I'm heavy forever. I'm deadly. These rappers is petty like Tom.
Oh
I'm coming
God.
Strong. Dropping the bomb. I'm lasting long. I'm stretching for light years. I'm right here. Y'all know I'm buzzing. For me, it's really nothing. Any rapper stepping, I'ma give them a concussion. Y'all know bars. My car is a pressure. Flows electric. Something like a Tesla. Ain't no rappers going
like
to be
school
on
school.
Us. I'm all up in the pocket like Elon Musk. Make them yell. I excel. I spit from where I dwell. I'm spitting hella fire.
Dude, just
and the
straight up yell.
Y'all know that I get hype and I crush it every night. For the homie in the blue or yellow shirt and the dude up in the stripes and the dude that's rocking the black polo. I'm dope with the vocals. Not only vocal. I got it yelling. I'm excelling. I be storytelling. Y'all know that I'm splitting the rappers melon. When I be accelerating, I'm creating something that still is motivating. I'm hot like Satan when bringing the fiery flames. Till I retire insane. That's how I'ma keep it. Turn it up another fucking notch and let them peep it. Let y'all know the secrets. Y'all know that I'm really about to smash, man. When you this nice, you get mad fans. Cause honestly, I never do no bad jams. All these artists is corny, I throw them in the trash can. Yeah, and y'all know I do the best. Just to leave you impressed, fuck it, I'll do desk. H-Mac sitting at my desk right now. Ain't another rapper could impress my style. Taking them further, I'm getting them amped. These rappers couldn't hang, even if they was the lamp. They'd be hanging off your wall, I see it in the back. Yo, every time he's spitting, he's the deepest with the raps. You're filming on your iPhone watching me, use caution G, cause you know most probably I'll crawl right through the screen of your phone, then I enter your zone, and they love the vocal tone all around the world. I'm known, eat a rapper like a scone when I'm crushing your dome. Yeah, check the way I'm busting it home, got you put in your hand on top of your forehead. This dude is too good, man, isn't no more said about it. Right to your ear, I'm routed.
Unmatched.
You're the whole game, and I gotta be the proudest. Yeah, and y'all know we came through the rack stuff. Used to be unknown, now they cheer soon as a pop up. What?
Bro.
You are the best.
I am, yeah. I'm making videos for my YouTube channel. Would you guys be cool with me using this clip in one of my videos?
Yeah. He was about to start rapping right there. In one of my videos.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, you guys. Where are you from?
We're all from India, but we're in Ohio right now.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, right on. Well, shout out to India. Shout out to Ohio, man. Thank you guys for being part of the video.
Keep going.
Hey, bro, you know I will, man. Thank you guys so much for your positive energy. Thanks for being a part of this, all right?
Thank you.
Much love. Y'all have a beautiful day.
Look at that.
Much love.
Peace, guys.
Look at
bye-bye.
That. Dang.
All right, let's
yo, what's
go
up,
to
guys?
The next one.
You Snoop, what was the most stoned you've ever...
Okay, so I got like two football clips because, you know, we're in the midst of playoff season right now. And if anyone knows me, I talk so much shit about Brady. But this made me fuck with him a little bit. You know what I mean? All right, let's play it.
Ever been in your whole life?
With Willie Nelson. We was in Amsterdam on 420, and he was doing a concert out there. He performed on the 19th, and I performed on the 20th. So we went back to his hotel room, and we was playing dominoes. So Willie had
pause real quick.
A joint.
So he asked him, how stoned have you ever been to yeah. Snoop Dogg? And bro, I just focus on on how joyful this answer made Brady. It's like he's a kid in a fucking candy shop right now, bro. All right, let's play it.
I had a blunt and he had a pipe. So me and him playing dominoes one-on-one. He whooping my ass.
Probably the most legendary dominoes
game.
And
higher and higher, and he just keep passing it to me. And I'm
look
like,
at him.
This old motherfucker's out smoking me, and I'm trying to stop, but I can't because I don't want to show no signs of weakness. So then 15 minutes into the session, I say, Willie, hey, man, let's get something to eat, man. And we go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? So we're in the back of the van, and when they bring the chicken from the drive-thru, they give it to us. And me and Willie both put our hands in the bucket at the same time. And we grabbed the same piece of chicken, Tom. And I look at Willie and I say, it's yours, cuz.
It's yours, cuz.
That's amazing.
Dude, he was cracking the fuck up the entire
He seemed like
story.
He was high.
Snoop. What was...
Wow.
And speaking of football players, this dude coming up next is this might be the best post game interview known to man. You might know what I'm talking about. It happened Green this Bay? Year. No. Well, yeah, the Green Bay game, but Cowboys player.
Ah.
Yeah. You seen this? Yeah. The switch up makes me laugh so much.
My great grandfather died on me. I'll just dedicate this to him.
His energy is so fucking amazing.
I'm just grateful to do this for him. My grandfather, he was 92, but I'm just grateful
I'm laughing because I know the switch up.
I'm grateful to play football and do this for him. So there's a lot of memories, a lot of emotion happening right now, but.
17 touchdowns, by the way.
I'm grateful to be able to play this game for my great-grandfather, and I'm glad that he's looking down on me. I know I'm making him proud.
You said this ball's for him?
Yeah, this is for him. Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions. Stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I got to say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this
club. Former Packer right here. I saw you talking to Aaron Rodgers for quite a bit after. What'd you guys say?
Man, I just appreciate him for my first 4 years in the league of just showing me how to be a professional. Love you too, buddy. Just showing me how to be a professional and just showing me how the league works.
I love
and,
it.
You know, how to go about your business the right way. So I just gave him his appreciation of just showing me as a vet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Stop playing. We're here, the dogs. You set the
franchise. Don't let these tears fool you. I still got that dog in me.
Oh, my fucking God. No, you didn't, Wendy. No, the fuck you didn't. What the fuck? What the fuck? Hit my mama in the head with a rake. Hit my grandma with an umbrella. Hit my little niece with a toothpick. Hit my little nephew with a candy cane. What the fuck? What the fuck? No, you didn't, Wendy. You outdid it.
Bruh.
Oh, my fucking
this
God.
This guy's my favorite, bro.
No,
what
the
fuck?
You didn't. What the fuck?
Hit my mama with a rake. I know. I've never seen
hit
a Wendy's
my
burger.
Mama in the head with a rake. Hit my grandma with an umbrella. Hit my little niece with a toothpick. Hit my little nephew with a candy cane. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Dude, that part right there, bro.
You outdid it.
He freaking moans.
Pause.
He moans.
I saw this video right before I saved this one. Someone went up to him while he was eating at a restaurant, and he fucking did this shit just, like, for someone, like a fucking cameo. He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Hit my uncle with a 2x4. Hit my aunt with a fucking rake. Wow. Hit my little niece with a candy cane.
That's some good... good content right there.
It's classic. It's classic. Imagine just waking up and making these type of videos and then getting like 50, 60,000 likes.
Yeah. If you ever want anyone to hype your food up, he's the one.
What the
You'll
fuck?
Have a line the next morning and you're like, what the?
What the fuck?
Everybody come in for work. It's game time.
I think, what's that username say? I don't know if it's a...
Cedric6601.
Yeah, shout out. That's his actual username. All right, let's go to the next one.
Oh.
I just wanted to throw that in there. Yep. All right, let's go to the next.
It's tough.
I'm going to wrap it up and just say something to... all the new up-and-coming
just listen to this.
And artists that are in the room tonight, I want to let you know that there is a definitive blueprint that you can follow to achieve success, prosperity, longevity, and peace of mind. It's a blueprint, and I followed it my whole career. It's very simple. There's three things. You just do these three things. Pay your taxes. Mind your business and keep Will Smith's wife's name.
Oh my god.
That is fucking amazing. That is awesome. That is amazing. God, I love Eddie Murphy, bro. That's amazing.
That is awesome. That I mean, he's a comedian for a reason, you know?
I know. He's supposed to joke about everything. I thought Will Smith got what comedy is, but apparently not. Keep Will Smith's wife's name out your motherfucking mouth.
Oh, man. All
right. I just want you to know the cops have been called. They are on their way.
Bro, bro, bro. Bro, bro, bro,
bro. They're on their way.
For what?
To pick you up.
What for? Are you joking?
No. I'm serious.
Joking.
They're on their way.
Do I know you?
You hear him breathing?
Yeah. He's so confused.
I would just be honest with them when they get here, okay?
Who are you?
Just to save you some trouble, just be honest.
Who are you?
I'm Bren.
What?
Bren.
Bren?
Yeah.
I never heard.
That's never fine. I'm just giving you a warning.
Oh, my stomach.
They're on their way. Okay? So.
What did I do?
I would just stick around.
What did I do?
You think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm stupid?
No, I just said, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
I'm not stupid. I'm smart.
Okay, how can you tell you're smart?
What?
I just came to get this.
Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know they're on their way.
You're just scaring me.
Okay.
I don't know who you are.
You don't remember me?
I don't remember you.
He's so mad.
I don't remember you.
Start clapping.
It's Bren, buddy.
You had you fooled, huh?
Bren.
Bren?
Bren. Yeah. Remember? Dolphin 955, huh? I had you fooled.
Yeah.
Two to two, is that? Yo, what's up?
I'm a rat.
It's good stuff.
I don't drink.
Made for finches, but humans can drink it too.
God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
Pause it.
Yeah. Like.
Do you see those many angles, bro? He's circling.
Yeah.
He's circling him, bro.
Like, how?
He's tried to walk away so many times. And he keeps fucking with his. Oh well, he doesn't have his phone out because his. Did you know that his camera is in his glasses?
Okay, I was about to say it has to be like the Snapchat glasses or whatever they made.
All right, wow. Let's go.
Holy.
Of course,
shit.
yeah.
Wait, you're my coworker, right?
What?
Bren, yeah.
From. Dealership.
You were always such a nefarious little critter. An NLC, as Kenneth would say, remember this? I'm gonna skedaddle, man.
All
yeah,
right.
I'm gonna get the hell out of here.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you, man.
I didn't like being a server that
Of course.
I think I just.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm gonna go to hell.
Of course.
What?
Bruh, what is going on?
Yeah. Alrighty. I could stare into those tears fears for hours. Let me tell you.
That's his best video.
Dude, that's his
I
best.
I just want you to know the cops have been called.
His face. On their way.
I want to let you know that the cops have been called.
Oh, man.
Okay, so this is the fight video. Featuring Booty.
She's clearly here with somebody. Leave this man alone. Leave her alone.
Hey, what's up, Jazzo? What's going on?
Leave everybody alone.
Hey,
No.
Hey, man.
No. Leave everybody alone. No, it's not.
That's not.
Please. Let me tell you something.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. What's up, nigga? Come on.
What's up, nigga?
We're not out here for this.
Damn.
Wow.
Tagged him. That dude is so much taller than him.
Yep.
Stop!
Damn!
Stop!
I just started bobbing and weaving.
Hey, Chris! Hey! Go get Chris!
What the fuck? Goes for a UFC move?
Oh! Oh!
The reversal! The reversal! The reversal!
He's got him. What is that? What is that called? A guillotine? Is that Chris?
Oh,
damn!
It's the girl, too.
Damn. Pause that shit. Who you think won? I mean, big dude landed a fuck ton of hits. Sure,
but I don't know. The reversal was kind of clean. Gave him like some brownie points, like some Rey Mysterio move or something.
Yeah, that motherfucker's like 5 inches shorter than him. The big dude should have demolished that motherfucker. Yeah, he's like,
He had a bat to begin with. Like, how do you?
Was that a belt or a bat?
It was a bat. Yeah, right here.
My god.
Yeah.
I thought it was something that whipped. I don't know if it
broke on his arm or not, but
god damn. Go try to find that reversal and just play it from there. It's probably towards the middle. Yeah, right there.
Rey Mysterio.
God.
He put the 619.
He grabbed his nuts?
Dude, I think
what the fuck?
Yep.
Go back.
That's a cheap shot, but it's
I know it's anything goes, but fuck. God, dude. He grabbed his nuts.
Bro. Yep. Yep.
Oh!
Yep,
God damn! He's not letting go!
Watch, now he's about to pop the girl.
Oh! God, two hits. Like a Rey Mysterio type shit.
Wow. I see there's more to it.
I know. I'm glad we watched that again. Cause, bro, if he didn't do that, he would still be in that headlock. Cause that's a, if you see that in UFC, that usually means motherfucker's about to submit. Damn. All right, let's go to the next. So that's the end of the Gramps basement. We're gonna go. We're just gonna scroll through. We're not gonna watch this full thing. This is the Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy. I mainly want to just scroll through it just to see the layout and some of the fighting. So this, let's see. Can you pull up Evernote and drag it to the bottom screen? Drag that. And then let it, like, double click that bar that you're on right now. And then scroll down right there to. Okay, yeah, so there's just a few notes I got. It's coming out February 10th. I'm getting it 1,000%. I know. How dope is that? So it's an open world Harry Potter game. J.K. Rowling is not involved in it, but obviously it's her whole world. It's set in the 1800s, so you're not going to see any Hermione or Jesus Christ, Ron or Harry. So the thing that most people are bitching about is that it's not multiplayer, but I'm not bitching about it because look what happened to Red Dead 2. Amazing story mode, right? And then they release the multiplayer and it's just horrible. Let them go 1,000% into the story mode so we can have a great game like Witcher 3 type level or like Skyrim type level. And another some more notable things is there's no moral code. So you don't gain more evilness or like goodness in you.
If you know the spell, you know it.
Well, I'm just talking about dialogue. Like whenever you go and talk to somebody, if you know how you have different, you know how you can just either be bad or good.
Right.
It's not. They say that it's in there like that, but it doesn't. You don't get more powers if you're more evil. Gotcha. I guess. Hopefully they change it because it's kind of confusing to me because they kind of said, see look how fucking dope that is. Look at that shit, bro. Dodging fucking spells, bringing people towards you, bringing them up in the air.
tag. All right, bye.
I think this is the arena mode. This is the closest to like PvP that you're gonna get. But I don't know about you, but I'm going after the Slytherin. I'm going. No. I'm gonna go Ravenclaw because it's purple. But I want to be evil. What house do you think you're gonna go into? Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Dude, Slytherin has probably the dopest looking. Like whenever you walk into the dorms or the area, the door that opens is like this snake that just unwinds, and it's probably the coolest animation that I've ever seen for a door opening. I'm just infatuated by this gameplay. It looks so clean. So yeah, February 10th. Play this. I'll try to stream as much as I can of this. God, dude, look at that.
It's that cover, bitch.
And if I'm not mistaken, I watched a little bit of what the story is gonna be about, and I'm pretty sure it's about some fucking evil goblins. That's all I know.
Until they make another DLC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and a lot of people are pissed off about there not being Quidditch, which is the broom-flying football game that they have in there. Because it was on the PS2 version, but it's not on this. But they have all the aspects to make it. So it would be so stupid if it doesn't come out eventually in DLC. If it never comes out, then I'll be mad. But I'm not too pressed about it. We'll probably get it in like fucking 6 months. But yeah. Scroll through, just like skip through a little bit of it, see if there's anything more. He's just wrecking people. Oh. Look at that. Oh, that looked dope. That's dope. Oh, look at that. Look at that fucking wheel. That reminds me of Witcher. Oh. That didn't blow up. Oh, wow. Fuck.
That was nice.
This dude knows what he's doing. Is that a batter All right. Yeah, dude, I'm being evil as fuck. anybody that comes to me, I'm just gonna be like, nah, I'm just gonna kill you.
Wait, so if you're not evil, you can't? It won't let you kill?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. Because they've been keeping. I don't know. I there's a lot revealed about it, but I feel like they're keeping a lot of shit from us, which is good. And the voice actors, and just from what I've read and watched, it seems like they're very passionate about this, and it's not, they're not ghosting you like the fucking Halo game that came out, Halo Infinite, where you didn't see like a behind the scenes of people voice acting and really enjoying their time there. It was just like a fucking machine that just pumped out a game, and then they just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still salty about it because I liked it. It felt good. Did I play with you any?
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt good. But, I mean, have you had any inclination to just fire it back up?
No.
Because nobody's talking about it. Nobody's doing shit. There's no updates. But, yeah, enough about games. We're going to, you can just close out a VLC. And I wanted you to read some relevant news for us to close out the episode. So while the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack is playing Drive on SoundCloud, go check them out. So what happened, this is in relevancy to what happened to Damar Hamlin. As we all know, it's the Bills guy who got, did he fucking die? Like, he stopped breathing or his heart stopped and then they resuscitated him? Did I read that correctly? Like, his heart actually stopped?
I don't know. I think he might have had, like, a faint pulse.
Yeah. But it was considered a heart attack on the field. Yeah. They had to bring everybody out. Scariest thing I have ever seen in a game, bro. It was just... There were people crying on the... Oh, my God. It was...
Shocking back to life.
Oh, man. But, yeah. He's good now. Obviously not good enough to go back, but he's alive. And that was the first thing that he woke up and he's like, did we win?
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, you won the game of life. Yeah. Of life, brother. Of life. That motherfucker, bruh. Just the way that, because didn't he get hit and then he got up and then he started like talking shit and then it just hit him and he just collapsed. Man. But, a New Orleans Saint, the quarterback, Andy Dalton, if you want to read this, King.
Andy Dalton donates to DeMar Hamlin's Chasing M's
charity. That's his charity.
Chasing M's charity.
Yeah, okay. Andy Dalton donated that. He donated that because the Bills Mafia donated to his cause a while ago. They sent him a fuck ton of money. So, good news on that. And also, this brought... What's the owner of the Saints, the wife's name, you know?
Oh, no.
Well,
I recently just saw her fucking palace.
Oh, for real?
See, that tower was...
Wait, you mean you actually saw it?
No, I didn't go inside it, but like, you know.
Like from the outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like you were actually there to see it from the outside.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's like a huge mansion?
It's like a... huge corporate building that they pretty much turned into a house, so each floor has like something different to it.
All right, I'll put that picture somewhere on the screen. Oh shit, what happened to your fucking video?
Save it.
I hope so. I'll find out whenever we finish. Okay, so we're back, blah blah blah, put a flag right here. And so yeah, this brought her to some very much needed action. So read that. The city of NOLA.
Also in other news, the city of NOLA is adding defibrillators to 67 local rec departments with training sessions.
So she's implementing 67 new defibrillators across, she was focusing on the youth programs and some other facilities with training sessions. So I rarely see anything that is actually carried out that people say, but I actually saw proof of these defibrillators in the new facilities or in the existing facilities. So they're actually doing shit. Lo and behold, bro. So we're going to close out on that. And the Dak Attack with the Mac at the back of the sack will be joining us for the next episode, episode 103, or I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to do episode 100. There's just a lot of shit. I gotta get in line because I don't want to just make it some regular time. Yeah. But,
you got to have, like, fireworks and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's 100 fucking episodes. So we're going to leave y'all with the Dak Attack, Mac and Back to Sack. I think that's playing right now. Or actually, I'll play y'all a different one. This is Wonder. Tides on SoundCloud. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, do all that shit. And, we'll see you on the next one.